Ladies and gentlemen, The Voice. So, this particular episode is a special demand one. A friend of mine asked me to do a podcast to encourage her friend who's finding it hard to let go. If you have lost things in your life, loved ones, and valuables, this episode is specially for you. I've been trying to prep myself to record this, trying to decide the right tone and mood, but I don't know. I'm just gonna be as natural as I've always been. So people, let's go there. Zazu down, Aradubu down. Did you just hear that? I just don't know. Anytime I want to speak a tiny bit of Yoruba, my Igbo accent, fiam, just pops up. I don't know. Wish I could just sing the whole lyrics of the song, but not only Zazu, I sabi pronounce well. And I know it means moving forward. See, this life na jeje. You only get to live once. Doesn't mean you have to live perfectly. Like, who does that? Who is perfect? We are humans and we are prone to make mistakes, to fall. But most important thing is, what do you do after you fall? Yes, what do you do? Do you make yourself comfortable, just sit down for there, jeje, carry bed, carry pillow? Or do you try to get up on your feet again? I don't know how that sounded, but it sounded nice to me. Listen, stop with the self-pity already. Like, you've done enough of that. You cannot go back and fix it. You have to let go. Let go of the mistake. Let go of the shame, the guilt, the hurt, the embarrassment. If you will not allow your past to die, it won't let you live. Point blank. And that's on period. Don't allow your today to keep suffering because of what you did yesterday, or probably what you blame yourself for. Remind yourself that you made a mistake, but you are not a mistake. Do you understand that? You just have to let it go. Forgive yourself, sis. Forgive yourself, bruv. Just let it go. It's okay to cry. Like, I'm a cry baby. I'm an advocate for cry. I cry. And when I cry, it be like, say, it choke me. I feel like I'm choking because I'm not supposed to cry. I'm a happy person. I'm supposed to always be jolly, be happy, and having joy all the time. So it's okay to cry. It's okay to bleed. We are all bleeding anyways. It all depends on what you're bleeding for. Losing someone is painful. Knowing you weren't there but could have been there is equally painful. Progressing and moving forward is also painful. So which would you let bleed you out? Like, which would you go for? Stagnation or progression? What would you rather have? Can I help you make a choice? I think you should choose progression. You can be better, you know. You can be there for other people. Sometimes pain and grief helps us come to the point where we realize our life's purpose and to notice the strength we never knew was there within us the whole time. See, this life, I'm learning to take things as they come, especially the situations I can't change. I'm learning to be happy with where I am whilst I work and anticipate my dream come true. We need variety of experiences to navigate to where we are meant to be. We need the bitter, the sour, and sweet experiences, you know. I've had my own share too. I'll tell my story one of these days. Who knows, you know. A wise man said to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Weird, I'll be. Very weird. Probably there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But you would never know if you don't make progress, if you don't approach the tunnel. Truth is, you can do this. You just have to forgive yourself and believe you can. You are stronger than you think you are. You are. Just get up. It doesn't matter if you're crawling, if you're walking or running. Just leave the self-pity and unforgiving zone. Let your past die so you can live. I hope with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you to Zazu. It's okay. So guys, I really hope I was able to help you see reasons why you should step out of that zone and get back on your feet again and step up and stop being there. If this episode was helpful to you, if you found it useful, please leave me a feedback, a comment, send me an email at my email at colorswithajpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at colorspodcast, one word. Till we meet in your next episode. Remain beautiful, handsome, gorgeous. Keep spreading love and light. I remain your podcast muse, voice, host, AJ Chiwendo. Love you.